with Ali C.
Beginning, not the end of our effort to wind down this war. Our troops will continue coming home at a steady pace as Afghan security forces move into the lead. Our mission will change from combat to support. The light of a secure peace can be seen in the distance. These long wars will come to a responsible end.
That was a little part of what the president had to say in the 13 minutes where he addressed the nation earlier on Wednesday night. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Afghanistan, where we are and where we're headed. A lot of the strokes you already know. We've talked about it for the last couple of shows. But to make it official, Obama did say he was pulling home 33,000 troops from Afghanistan by next summer. So that would be the surge of forces that he sent when the effort was considered to be flailing. The line that probably emerges from all of it is the tide of war is receding. So numbers-wise, 10,000 leave by the end of the year. Then 20,000 by the summer of 2012. So that's how you get your 33. It's interesting because that's right before the president goes before the voters, if you will, in this country to try to be elected for a second time. So 70,000 troops will stay in Afghanistan. 70,000. Right there, fair or foul, I say foul, in a war that was unwinnable from the get-go. Do you know that this war has dragged on so long that it is twice as long as our involvement in World War II? And I know so many of you would call this show in the last couple of years and talk about, why are we doing this? The Soviet Union tried it. You saw what happened there. It didn't work. Why do we continue to do it? You've seen some of the people who are running for president, like Ron Paul, say, just get out. We need to clear out. We cannot afford this any longer. And to what end do we continue to invest in Afghanistan? The problem is, as I said, it was not winnable. This kind of an insurgency deal wasn't winnable from the very beginning. Now, that started, the Bush administration started to push this boulder in that direction when troops were sent to Afghanistan. You think of the dollar amount of this, $100 billion a year. $100 billion a year. Too much. And too much lives have been ripped apart. Too many lives have been ripped apart thanks to what's happened in Afghanistan. If you want to throw in your two cents on the end of the invasion in that country, and ultimately how will it be remembered? When your grandkids are going to history class and they learn about this conflict, how do you think this goes down? What's the reflection on Afghanistan? You have to think about what Afghanistan is. Illiterate people. It's a repressed culture of Islam. And they don't want Western ways. They don't want democracy. They're not looking for that. America couldn't change that. I don't think with the soldiers, and God bless them, because really, they're the heart and soul of the whole thing. Carrying out the orders, risking the sniper fire, watching their buddies get blown apart by another roadside bomb. But heading into this, it's just like what happened with the Soviet Union. It doesn't work. It doesn't work in this situation. So now a president who promised when he was running for the White House that he would get the troops out is pussyfooting around the issue, really, playing politics. It's too slow of a pace. I never, ever thought that I would agree with anything that Senator Barbara Boxer from California has to say. But you ready for this? And hell isn't going to freeze over. She said she was glad the war was ending, but it is too slow. Too slow. I mean, we know the numbers. 1,500 military have died, 12,000 wounded since this all started. That was late in 2001. But the overall cost, $440 billion, keeps on rising. $440 billion. And while we try to do something about our outrageous debt, we continue to add to it with what's happening in Afghanistan. Remember, initially the thought was that Afghanistan was a training ground for the attacks on the United States on September 11, 2001. But this is not happening now. This is not the launch space for the people who would harm the United States. It hasn't been for a long time, certainly according to our own intelligence information. That's Pakistan. But yet they keep pushing this idea that we have to have a strong fighting force in Afghanistan to keep those people, that country, from slipping back into a terrorist nest, into a haven for Al-Qaeda terrorists. So what say you, America? Let me give you my number. 800-259-5791. 70,000 troops will still be there. So the strategy was laid down, or the campaign speech, because there wasn't much strategy that was illustrated. I thought initially when the president was going to address the nation that we were going to not see broader strokes, but go deep on this. I mean, clearly, the one thing that Obama did say, knowing that the polls are just beating him up on Afghanistan, so the public opinion, he made clear that we're ready to move on from this decade that has been defined by Iraq and Afghanistan. The lives that have been lost, the $1 trillion that has been spent. And he also threw out this one caveat that we're not going to try to make Afghanistan a perfect place. So this was the perfect thing for Republican candidates who want to become the president to weigh in on the president's plan. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney accused Obama of proposing an arbitrary timetable and said the decision on withdrawing troops shouldn't be based on politics or economics. Senator John Cornyn from Texas accused Obama of acting based on political considerations, saying that he was concerned by the lagging public support for the mission, and it was disappointing that the president failed to bring more clarity to the situation. I would agree. As cloudy as my pool was the other day, and it was bad. Stay with us. More on Afghanistan next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
America Tonight, coming up later in this hour of ATN, the Daily Salute, a man falsely accused of something, then tried and convicted, spent too long in jail, so he gets a check for $1.4 million, but is that really enough? Also, we'll go to the email, and Ben Bernanke talking about the Fed rates. What did Big Ben have to say, and do I agree with it or not? But waiting in the wings, the guru of collectibles, our friend Harry Rinker. And if you want to talk to Harry about your stuff, jump on the phone lines, 800-259-5791. Hello, Harry.
Hey, hi, Kate. $1.4 million doesn't sound bad to me for sorry.
I know, but 18 years in prison for something
you
didn't do.
Yeah, tough business, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be rough for me. I can't even imagine.
Of course, some people
up.
Have been 18 years in their marriage and haven't gotten a dime.
But I'm pumped.
We won't go there.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of getting a lot of dimes, I was dying to ask you this. Debbie Reynolds puts all of her memorabilia, Hollywood memorabilia, up for sale. And they got like double and triple on some of the things that they that were up, like Marilyn Monroe's dress.
Yes. You know, Debbie Reynolds, very interesting lady. She really was a good collector. She built this great costume collection, was on display in Las Vegas for many years. And, you know, what happens with these museums, after a while, is people just stop going.
Yep.
And, you know, you can't take it with you, obviously. And she obviously didn't have a way of keeping it preserved. And so, hey, it goes back on the block. Kate, I'm sitting here looking at a dining room table filled with paper that I just brought back from Pennsylvania. As you know, I sold a school in Veracruz, and I am facing what a lot of collectors face. I've got 35,000 objects back there I'm going to have to get rid of because I don't have any room for them here in Michigan, and trying to decide what to save and and whatever, and also how to get rid of it. I mean, it's those are big questions. Fortunately, what Debbie did is Debbie was smart. She bought name product, and there is a mystique about names, and there are certain names. It's interesting to watch in the vintage clothing market. There are certain names or certain movies, like The Wizard of Oz or Gone with the Wind or Clark Gable or Marilyn Monroe, whose stuff just has a legendary quality about it, and people will pay big bucks for it.
Right. Yeah, but hey, and that's what happened. Yeah, good for her. You're right. I went to that museum. I used to live in Vegas, and I went to that museum at the time. People were going in there, but you're right. Over time, it was done, and so she did the smart thing.
Well,
and
Debbie's is not the first. I was trying to remember what the other museum was in
Liberace,
Las Vegas.
I think, had one.
The Liberace Museum. Mm-hmm. That's right, Kate. You know, that museum also closed, and
yeah,
and they're going to sell. They either did or sold most of the stuff off. And it's in a way it's a shame. In a way it's just a passage of time. Roy Rogers happened to Roy Rogers, as you know, the famous Roy Rogers Museum in Branson closed.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you can't make it in Branson, I mean, life is tough.
Yeah, no kidding. What do you think are? And we always ask you this question, but I get this question from people. They tell me to ask you it when you come on the air. What are the hot things happening in collectibles right now?
Well, I think one of the things is that we're seeing a very interesting transition. We're seeing the 80s become collectible. You know, if I said to you, describe the 50s, you could do that very easily.
Mm-hmm.
If I say, describe the 60s, you could probably do that pretty easily, a psychedelic 60s. If you say, describe the 70s, you can actually do that if you think of the 70s as a disco era. You know, with the high boots and the short skirts and the Avocado and Golden Harvest and Rust. But as you get closer to 2012 now, or 2011, the next decade is going to become collectible is the 80s. Hard to believe.
Wow, but, the 80s.
Yes, the 80s.
What do you collect from the 80s?
Yes, what do you collect from the 80s? We're still defining some of that. Mostly brand name stuff. Some of the brand name dresses from the time. I mean, it's a fun thing to do it because those of us that are involved in trying to chronicle the 80s are trying to figure out what it is that you do collect from the 80s. I mean, pocket calculators, maybe. Early computers, maybe. But there's certainly some of the jewelry. But certainly some of the brand name stuff. It's a fun thing to kind of watch. But believe it or well, I mean, the easiest way to answer it is collecting starts, strangely enough, Kate, with toys. And that's easy. Now you're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
yeah.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to a 4th of July parade and you realize that all the guys that are marching, the soldiers that are marching in the parade for the Vietnam era all look like me when I look in the mirror, and I'm going to be 70.
Mm.
So you know, my son's generation grew up with, well, he was only 10 when Star Wars began, so he grew up a little bit with Star Wars. But I've got a generation that grew up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that are now in their 30s and 40s. And buy it back in their childhood. And I mean, that goes, you ready for this one, Kate? My Little Pony is hot stuff.
But wow.
But 80s toys are starting to be collectible. Now, usually the way it runs is it starts with toys. Then it'll start with movies, 80s movies, memorabilia, posters, and that type of thing. And then it'll extend out into 80s clothing. Vintage clothing, and I will tell you that I was out at the Randolph Street Market in Chicago a couple weeks ago, and the vintage clothing there, I have to tell you, it didn't look very vintage to me, but it was definitely 80s stuff, and so it's kind of fun to see it. Well, what I mean, might our listeners of American Night, that one of the reasons I do come on here is to have them give us a call so I can talk to them about their things. I mean, anything is fair game. An antique collectible, maybe something you have around the house you've always been curious about, we'd like you to give us a call. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-5791. Just give us a call, and, you know, I'll ask you what you got. That's what it's all about.
I did get something from the chat on America Tonight. Jack Alexander from Down Under said, how about bad 80s haircuts? Like he must have had a mullet. And I laugh about that, but you know what? The whole punk scene was big then.
The punk scene rock. See, that was the next place I was going to go, Kate, forgetting the 80s teams, because you as a Phillies fan would certainly remember the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, well, and but I mean, in fairness, going back to it, 80s sports memorabilia is starting to become popular. But things like haircuts, which you obviously can't collect, but you know, you can start to say, okay, it's there. But boy, talk about punk stuff in music. Music is another one of those things that, hey, I always tell people that you can determine what's collectible by what's playing on the oldie stations.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they're not playing Neil Diamond anymore, trust me.
They're not playing Neil Diamond, I like that. I did get one email from Jake in Austin who said to ask you about lunchboxes. He had Charlie's Angels that is pretty preserved and also Starsky and Hutch. That's 70s.
Farrah Fawcett's pretty preserved too, but we won't go there. Hey, come on, I remember when she posed in the... I do remember on radio, in the Buff.
Right.
For Playboy on her 50th birthday.
I remember that, yeah.
And that was a number of years ago. Truly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the interesting thing about Charlie's Angels and that wonderful group of shows is they were the last of the great TV licensing shows. You know, one of the things is I hate going to Toy Store anymore because there's very few licensed material for anything other than Saturday morning cartoons anymore. You know, the evening shows, I mean, you're not going to find licensed material for the Game of Thrones board game. No. You know, or how about the Borgia board game? That would be a better one.
No kidding.
But I mean, the thing is that now that HBO has kind of taken over a lot of this stuff and the other channels as opposed to 3, 6, and 10, all the comedy, there's no licensed material anymore for this type of stuff. So the question, you know, for a lot of people is what is going to be collectible from these modern shows in the future? And a lot of us are very concerned about that. I mean, now, will they find things to collect? I'm sure they will. They always find things to collect.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to remind everyone. We want to remind everyone to tune in 2 weeks from now. Give Harry a call. As we'll be talking about collectibles again. That was fascinating stuff. Harry, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Kate.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Re-rack here on America Tonight. We've been talking about Afghanistan. At the top of the hour, you heard a little bit of the president who spoke for around 13 minutes or so on Wednesday evening. It was supposed to be a blueprint or the strategy for troop withdrawal from that country. The end game here is 70,000 troops are going to remain in Afghanistan after 2012. They're still going to have a sizable contingency amount there, in other words. What ultimately will happen is 33,000 will be pulled out before the election in 2012. And 10,000 will leave that country by the end of the year. Is this too slow of a pace? Or are the generals and commanders right who are saying, well, why are we in a hurry to withdraw when we don't have this country truly where we want it to be? And I've said this already. The bill on this sucker so far is over $440 billion, and it keeps on ticking up. The bottom line is, we can't see the bottom line on this one. So there's going to be two phases, 50,000 troops this summer and then 50,000 by the end of the year. The Prez, by the way, on Thursday will be at Fort Drum. It's interesting that he's there because that's an army post in upstate New York. The 10th Mountain Division is there, and that is the division, probably one of the divisions in this country anyway, that has the most frequently deployed soldiers to Afghanistan. At the end, in wrapping things up, the press said, we have put Al-Qaeda on a path to defeat. and we will not relent until the job is done. Even when the troops come home, this will be expanded. When you think of the 21,000 additional troops that went to Afghanistan shortly after Obama took office in 2009. What should the footprint be in that country? Feel free to share your thoughts. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Herschel in Afghanistan. Hey, Herschel.
Not in
Afghanistan, in Missouri, on Afghanistan. Hey, Herschel,
yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I think these politicians, once they get elected, they go up to Washington and get so dumb they don't know what's going on. Because, you know, why in the devil does he have to come out and tell everybody what we're going to do? If he wanted to remove 10,000 troops, just take them out. They wouldn't even miss them.
Oh, yeah, 10,000, you're right, it's such a small amount, 5,000 in the summer, then 5,000 later.
Yeah.
But see, he can't do that because then the people are beating him up about the transparency
thing. Yeah, but see, the whole thing in a nutshell is if you're at war, you ought to leave it up to your generals. I mean, but every time the politicians get involved, it messes it up. We could win that war in 10 days if they just turn the troops loose.
You know what? I totally agree with you. I think initially it's just like, remember Iraq should have hit him hard and fast, get as many on the battlefield as possible. I think of General Schwarzkopf and what he did in Desert Storm. And when you are in this kind of a situation and it's not, war is different now, as you know, Herschel, in following this game, you have to turn it over to the commanders and the generals, cut them loose. If that's who you're entrusting it to, you have to do it because there is a difference between the politician and the guys in the field.
See, another thing is, if it's war, it's war, because during the Second World War, there was more civilians killed than there was troops on both sides.
Yeah.
And you didn't have the outcry. And a lot of the outcry is because of the media. They're over there filming everything that goes on. And when you have war, you can't help but kill civilians every once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes it's tough. I mean, I agree. But every time you get the politicians involved, and even Patton, when he was in Germany, he kept everybody, all the officials, the mayor and the public work people and everything, he kept them on, and the politicians were screaming at him. And finally got rid of him because he wasn't doing it the way they wanted to do it. And they tried that in Iraq. They did away with everybody and tried to bring them all back in with new people that didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And that's one reason it's taken so long there.
Yeah, good point. I love the reference to Patton, too. The all-time best, he was a take-no-prisoners guy, and he could not kowtail to politicians. He couldn't do it.
No, he couldn't. And that's the whole thing. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, right around here, we've had the media go out to one of our nuclear plants and walk around in, and then they go on TV and say, boy, this is not very good. We walk in there, no one stops us, you know. So what does that tell anybody who wants to do it?
Yeah, here you go. You can go in. Exactly.
Yeah. They go with the railroad thing. They don't have the security that everybody thinks there is. And the people walk around on the tracks and everything without being stopped. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then they get on TV and tell everybody about it, you know. And it's like, come and bomb us, you know. They're vulnerable.
Right. Right. That's true. The information is there. I mean, I say it all the time. Here's the thing, Herschel, and we've had a couple people on the show to talk about this. Thank goodness for the really deep, deep cover CIA guys and some of the FBI guys, because they won't have any of the nonsense. They are deep. They know what's happening, and they have thwarted more possible terrorist events in this country than people will ever know.
Than the people at the airports patting you down, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, they pick out someone. I mean, they do things that even the officials at the school districts that comes out and do something. They had a deal on a few months ago or 6 months ago where a kid was really happy. He was 7 years old. He'd been camping. He brought in his camping tools, and in camping tools was one of those things has got a spoon, fork, and a knife, and they took him out of school in handcuffs because he brought a knife to school. I know.
That's crazy.
I mean, they don't have these guys that get the power, and they don't have any sense at all. and just makes me wonder about it. You know, this is not the America I grew up in. Period.
Yeah, good and way to end this. It's not the same America. Herschel, thanks for the call.
Yeah, have a good evening.
You too. It's much different. You know, the headlines where it says nanny state, it is like a nanny state, and that's also part of the problem. It's called CYA, and that's what's going on. There's too much of that. Too much of that is happening, and too much politics is involved in it as well. I'm going to switch gears because we need to lighten the load. Although, I don't know if I'm completely lightening the load, but it's time for a daily salute. Somebody asked me the other day, what happened to the daily salute? Aren't you bringing those back? So I am bringing those back. And if you have somebody like Herschel in Missouri, probably knows somebody that deserves a pat on the back and we don't know his story, send it to me through the website at americatonight.net. All right, this is an interesting thing that sadly happened to a man who was in prison for almost 2 decades, 18 years, for the killings of a grandmother and 5 children. He didn't commit that crime. So now he's going to get $1.4 million in compensation after the governor signed a law with a provision specifically that pointed to his case. Anthony Graves, declared innocent by a special prosecutor last year in that 1992 killings. And how that must have been for him to be in prison for that long. But it's what he said afterwards. He said, you know, I'm grateful to the governor for the money, but it doesn't even come close to making up for the time I spent in prison. I lost 18 years of my life. It wasn't like I hit the lottery. And the governor signed the bill into law on Friday and has said that, you know, his story of the miscarriage of justice, we're trying to not have that happen again. So now they've got a law that gives exonerees $80,000 for every year they spent in prison. At least that's a start. How about some applause for that? That is the daily salute, certainly, for Anthony Graves. I mean, he said it right. I didn't hit the lottery. You know what it was like being in prison for 18 years? But at least in the Lone Star State, you would get $80,000 for every year that that happened to you, because how do you come out of prison and feeling with the heavy heart that you feel, how do you come out of prison and then try to make a living after that? Forget it. I mean, that it would be beyond tough. So at least there is that. At least there is something to help those that have wrongly been convicted of a capital murder. And he was one of them. So without the declaration of innocence, by the way, which is the other thing that's part of this Texas law, he would never have had his name and reputation restored. What's a great project, and some of this is spreading, and there are other people who work on this across the country, but it's called the Innocence Project of Texas. So, because he's always going to be a guy that was convicted of capital murder, but now he can have that stigma removed and at least some money to press forward. I mean, he's absolutely right that it's never going to make up for the amount of time that he did, knowing in his head the whole time that he was innocent, but the compensation is something. Something anyway. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of the TSA, John Pistoli, the guy who heads the organization, has been hedging on the policy with kids. When are they going to change that? That's coming up. And we're going to check the mail. Hang with us.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
In 1965, this was a sound. Commercial sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Crazy sea. Metal drag. Always got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And let me play in the sea.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Except to interrupt the great James Brown. Every once in a while, I got to let that tune flow a little bit. John Pistoli, who's the head of the TSA, has been pressed on kids and what to do with the kids as far as the pat-downs are concerned. You know, and he'll back that up as to what's happened previously with terrorists have used kids in the past. But we're going to have to change the policy, and we're going to have a change in policy. And the reason why is because some really crazy things have happened at some of these airports. It's like the TSA is missing the common sense clause. And always, Homeland Security will come out when, oh, a baby was frisked, turned upside down, was meant to walk across. I mean, this baby doesn't walk. Make this baby walk so we make sure that there's no bomb strapped to it. And I'm slightly exaggerating here, but it's that bad where you had the 4-year-old and then the 7-year-old where they patted her down, touched the inside of her jeans and her chest, you know, feeling the outside of her shirt and her back while she was just standing there crying because she didn't understand what she had done. Why would she be separate and separated from her family? So that's doesn't make any sense. the common sense clause has to be somehow inserted back into the TSA. I'll say it again. If we were smart, the people you would want at airport checkpoints, or now they're talking about, oh, we're going to have that at some train stations and buses and, you know, whatever. You would hire ex-cops or other people trained in the art of profiling, although you wouldn't call it profiling, human behavior. That's what it's about. There were telltale signs in the faces and in the actions of those who boarded the planes on 9/11 in 2001. If somebody trained in the art of reading the signs saw that, they would know to question, to ask, pull that person aside. That's the kind of stuff that should happen. That's the kind of people that I would want at the airport screening systems, you know, manning the systems, either behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, mixed all around, even if you just had one or two of those guys. But I think really across the board, that would be the best. The argument would be, of course, they're not going to pay. If we really wanted a secure system, that's what we would do. Every time somebody does something, okay, we have to have these bags to put our liquids in because of what happened in the UK, the threat of the bombs there and the liquid, the Richard Reed incident where he tried to blow up a plane in Miami because he was trying to set his shoe bomb on fire, make it go off, ignite it. Then that started the whole shoe thing. It's reactive. Reactive to some failed plot that somebody tried to pull off. We have to be aggressive if that's what we want to do, if we really want it to be more secure. So here's Pistoli talking about the kid situation.
We have changed the policy to say that there will be repeated efforts made to resolve that without a pat down. And
right.
Although it's premature, I will be announcing something in the not too distant future about a change in policy as it relates to children. Unfortunately, we know that terrorists have used children under 12 years old as suicide bombers in other locations, not in aviation, but there's been two 10-year-olds used.
All right, so you could talk about, I think you can talk about kids more, we know, in the countries that we are currently occupying, that we're currently involved in, Iraq, Afghanistan, and, you know, pick a poisonous place in the Middle East versus in the United States. Certainly not that it couldn't happen, but that's where most of what you're talking about with kids, that's where it would be. Absolutely. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
Yes, it is. Thank you very much, Homer Simpson. All right, Dennis McMahon says, John Huntsman, being Obama's ambassador to the Home Office, he puts in parentheses China, is going to be a very interesting candidate for the GOP nomination, particularly on U.S. economic and trade issues. I agree with that. I think Huntsman could give him a run for the money if he were to get the nomination. But upon further review, the one hurdle Huntsman would also have to get over is the same one that Mitt Romney deals with, and that's the Mormon issue. Will people elect a Mormon as president? Huntsman threw in, by the way, on Afghanistan, he talked about having an aggressive drawdown and to pull more people out, but simply it's not enough.
More than 10,000 over the next year. I think what you want to be left with is a good counter-terror capability, an intelligence collection capability, some trading capability. It sounds a little slow and a little cautious when you look at one out of every six Defense Department dollars going in support of what we're doing in Afghanistan.
So you can draw more now.
Well, I think over the next year, I think there's room to draw down more.
Yeah, so I think I would agree with Huntsman. I think more should have been drawn down. In fact, I think we should have cleared out the not just the money, but just the lives and where are we headed and what ultimately do we leave when we leave Afghanistan. Does Afghanistan change? Have we changed Afghanistan? All right, here's another one. This is from this one's from John in Michigan. He said, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I just wanted to point it out. I know everybody is up in arms over Afghanistan, but what a crazy story. A seven-year-old driving a car for 20 miles. Do you know that this kid sometime during that period got up to 50 miles an hour? How in the world does something like that happen? Well, how in the world it happens is that the kid got in the car, his stepfather's car, to go and see his father, who lived in Detroit. So he was going to try to get to his father. That's what he was doing. He was crying. How sad is that? He was crying and saying he just wanted to go to his dad's. He just wanted to go to his dad's. He kept saying that over and over again. He wanted to get away from his stepfather. So the lucky thing is that they were able to get to him and stop the car before he hit somebody, killed himself. Who knows? They started to look for him. He was in a Pontiac at 10 o'clock in the morning. Somebody called in because they thought they saw a young driver. So the kid's mother was a night shift worker and didn't know that her son and the car were gone. And they got him. So they got him. What they're also saying, 7 years old. 7 years old. He was in pajamas. That's how badly he wanted to leave. He was in pajamas. They're saying that they're going to get the boy and his family some help, some counseling, and they're not going to try to have him removed from that house. But it shows you the impact of divorce, doesn't it? Mm. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
What our good friend Obama have to say?
Well, Obama in a nutshell just talked about the withdrawal, that there would be 5,000 troops withdrawn by the summer, you know, in July, and then 5,000 more at the end of the year, so that's 10. Then ultimately by next summer, you'd have another 20,000, so you're in 33,000 would be gone by then right before the election, and we'd still have 70,000 troops in Afghanistan, and that, you know, we've done what we could do in Afghanistan, but that we had to move on, we had to move forward. That was the gist of his message.
Yeah.
So, sounded more like a campaign than a blueprint.
About 30,000 then, huh?
Yeah, but not right away. Remember, just first 5,000, so small amount. 5,000 and then another 5,000. Rick, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
If you want to throw in your 2 cents on Afghanistan or anything else, you can also hit us up on the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email and shoot it to us.